Good morning. Welcome to worship today, the fourth Sunday of Easter. We're glad that you're here. I don't have announcements other than what's in the bulletin to share with you. If you're going with us to, if you're one of the Houston folks who's going with us this afternoon, we're going to meet at 1 o'clock right out here. There's a couple of events on the back cover of your bulletin and just inside the back cover that you can check out on your own. Are there other announcements we ought to be aware of today? We have a few prayer shawls, I know.
Brian Queen's daughters, their stepmother died this week unexpectedly. So for Andy and Alex Queen. And this one is for a friend of Herbie, Eddie Ray. He has cancer. I think he got a bad report, so he needs our prayers. And then I have two thank you notes. Dear church family, thank you so much for the prayer shawl to comfort Isabel during her recent surgery. She kept it wrapped around her the whole day. We could feel God's love through your prayers. Sincerely, Tina and Eddie Heitman. And dear Holly Grove congregation, we sincerely appreciate everything you did to be there for us after the loss of our dear sweet Tootie. From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you so much for all your prayers and support, for all your cards, visits, phone calls, food, prayer blankets. These all made this difficult time so much easier. Much love to all of you, and God's blessings surround you for your loving care. Karen, Robin, Nicole, and Kelly.
We wish happy birthday this week to Justin, Dwight, to Bobby, to Kent, and to Jill, and happy anniversary to Jonathan and Tina, and to Todd and Lori. Are there other folks we should add to that list? Let's pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. continue our worship on page 94. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by Christ's authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O Lord Christ, good shepherd of the sheep, you seek the lost and guide us into your fold. Feed us, and we shall be satisfied. Heal us, and we shall be whole. Make us one with you, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. If the children will join me up. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Good morning. Come on up this way, everybody. All right. Crowded steps this morning. Okay. Now, I want to ask you guys something. If I asked somebody to get up and walk around the baptismal font, you think they could do it? Yeah? Okay. Anybody want to try that? All right, let's see it, Gavin. Come on. I want you to get up and walk around the baptismal font, go all the way around it twice, and come back and sit down. I want to see if you can manage it. Okay, he did a pretty good job, didn't he? Give him a hand, guys. Let's give him a hand. Okay, very good. All right, now, I want to see if somebody else can do it. Mason, you want to try? Okay, stand up. Now, here's the catch. I need you to do it with your eyes closed. No, wait a minute. Sit down for just a minute, okay? Gavin, how did you know how to walk around the baptismal font twice? How did you know how to do that?
Because
walking is easy, but how did you know where the baptismal font was? Could you see it? Oh, you could. Okay, so what if you had to do it with your eyes closed? How would you do that? That'd be pretty hard, right? Okay, Mason, come down here. I want to see if you can try it. All right, close your eyes. Let's hold your hand over because I got to have no peek in here. Hold your hand over them too. All right? Mason, I'm going to help you, all right? Okay, Mason, come to the sound of my voice. Come towards me. Come towards me. Come towards me. Come towards me. Yep, keep coming right towards me. Right this way. This way. Okay. This way. This way. Keep coming. All right, you're going in a circle now. That's pretty good. Are you peeking? All right, come towards me. Come towards me. Come towards me. All right, this is good. We're walking. We're walking. We're walking. We're walking. We're walking. We're walking. Stop. Okay, no, I'm just playing. Keep coming. Come towards me. Come towards me. Come towards me. Come towards me. Okay, you're done. Uncover your eyes. Give Mason a hand. Okay, Mason, how did you know where to go? It wasn't your eyes, was it? How did you know where to go? I was helping you, and what were you, how was I helping you?
Guiding
you? Yeah, I was telling you things, and you were hearing them, right? So you could hear my voice, and that's what was helping you get around. My voice was helping you know where you were and where you needed to go. Yeah. We are going to hear a lesson today about Jesus being the good shepherd. Can you guys repeat that? Say, good shepherd.
Good shepherd.
Now I want you to repeat, Jesus is the good shepherd. Try that. Jesus is the good shepherd. Yeah, great. And even the hand motions you guys got. That's awesome. Jesus is the good shepherd, and you know what that means? That means that Jesus calls out to us and we follow, just like a shepherd calls out and the shepherd's sheep follow. Does anybody have a dog at their house? Sometimes if you call your dog, does the dog come? Yeah, like the dog hears you calling, right, and then comes. That's the way it works. Shepherds lead their sheep a lot like we sometimes lead dogs. They call to them, and the sheep hear their voice, and the sheep follow. Jesus is our shepherd, the good shepherd, which means Jesus calls out to us, and we follow Jesus. Now, how do you think we hear Jesus? Is it with our ears? It might be sometimes, but maybe not always. Yeah. With our hearts, that's right, because God gives us the ability to know right from wrong, and sometimes we follow Jesus with our hearts. I hope you guys all have at your house a Bible, and I think most of you do. You've got an adventure Bible. Okay. Jesus calls to us and we hear Jesus in the Bible. And the other way that Jesus leads us and calls to us and we listen is through our parents who teach us about God, and through Sunday school teachers and people at church who teach us about God, coming to worship on Sunday mornings. These are all ways that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, calls to us and leads us and we follow. So this week, I want you guys to really have your listening ears on, and maybe your parents can help you look for ways in your life that Jesus might be speaking to you. And you might hear him in your ears, but it might be your parents teaching you about God, or it might be reading a Bible story, or it might be in your heart where Jesus teaches us right from wrong, right? It could be any of those ways. So parents, that's sort of your homework too this week, is help them to listen. Can you guys do your part to listen? Okay, wonderful. Can you guys pray with me now? Repeat after me. Jesus, you are our shepherd. Help us to follow you. Amen. Wonderful. Thank you, guys. Okay, so now, Children's Church, if you're going to Children's Church, is going to be going that way. And if you want to go, you can line up at the door, or you can head back, and you're always welcome to stay and sit with your parents.
The first reading for today, the third Sunday of Easter, comes from the third chapter of Acts. Peter addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us? As though by our own power or piety we have made this man walk, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servants, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as you did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out." The word of the Lord. The psalm for today is the 23rd psalm, and we'll read it in unison. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He giveth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Okay, I'm on the right Sunday now. The second reading is from 1 John. We know love by this, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord.
According to John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Seated. You know the feeling you get at work sometimes where you go, I don't get paid enough for this. I was a first year counselor at Luther Ridge, and it was midweek with my first ever cabin group. I hope you won't think me too crude, but the fact is, at camp, especially when it's new, going to the bathroom away from home is sometimes a stressful experience for kids. And well, it turned off for this particular boy that week, my first week, that in putting off the inevitable for longer than he should have, this boy ended up clogging the toilet in our cabin. Which would have been fine, of course. These things happen, and I had received my plunger training during orientation. It should have been no problem at all. But the problem was that when this happened, when he clogged the toilet, this little boy was too embarrassed to tell anybody. So instead of asking for my help, he did what I guess you normally do to make the water go away. He flushed it. And when that didn't work, apparently he flushed it again, and again, and again, and again, because by the time somebody made me aware of the situation, there were 3 inches of water in the low corner of the room, and in it were floating all manner of things that you never ever want to escape the toilet bowl. And this is where the thought came on strong as I fished and scooped and then mopped. I don't get paid enough for this. Which, of course, was true. The $150 a week I was clearing after taxes was already hardly anything considering I was on duty 23 hours a day, 6 days a week. And there was no way that that was enough to have to deal with that level of despair and stench that I encountered in that bathroom. As Jesus points out, though, this is the problem with the hired hand, right? The hired hand is basically punching the clock, feed the sheep, water the sheep, repeat, doing the agreed upon job for the agreed upon price, with no skin in the game. Because at the end of the day, these aren't the hired hand's sheep. They don't belong to him. So if something unfortunate happens, well, you don't expect the hired hand to be the hero, do you? If a lion, if a wolf shows up at night, the hired hand certainly isn't going to risk his life just to save a couple of somebody else's sheep. He doesn't get paid enough for that. But the shepherd is different. He has a vested interest in these sheep. He's raised them. He's been with them all the time. He knows each of them. He loves them. And the sheep, they depend on him, yes. But at the end of the day, he also is dependent on them, right? They are his livelihood. The good shepherd is nothing like the hired hand here. He goes to great lengths to care for his sheep. He lays down his life for them. He faces the wolf and the lion to care for his sheep. There are plenty of voices out there calling to us. Maybe I should have had Mason try to follow me as you all screamed at him to follow you. Voices that call to us that claim to be the way to safety, the way to security, the way to happiness, the way to love. If we'll just give them our time, our money, sometimes if we'll just give them our allegiance, our votes, then they'll make everything better. If we'll just follow them, the voices promise, everything will be more hopeful, better, greater. Hired hands can sometimes have quite a pitch for us. But all the while, as they pitch us, they know, usually on some level we know too, that they're really only looking out for themselves. But Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd," meaning Jesus, meaning the triune God, is the one with the vested interest in us, the God who made us, the God who humbled himself and came down to live among us, the God who lays down his life for us, is the one who actually cares for us. The shepherd puts his life on the line for the sheep, facing down wild dogs, wolves, lions, bears, whatever comes for the sake of the sheep. And in Jesus Christ, God faces down sin, death, the power of the devil, whatever comes for us. To the point that Jesus lays down his life rather than abandon us. The world we inhabit so often operates on a transactional basis. You want something? Okay, but you're going to have to pay for it. But for God, our well-being is not transactional. It's not about compensating God somehow with our actions. We couldn't do that if we wanted to. It's about God loving us and valuing us more than even God's own suffering and death in Jesus Christ. Sisters and brothers, we have been born and raised in a transactional world. It's an economy and a society built on evaluating goods, services, too often even people, for what they are worth. Then we decide on what we can afford, what we're willing to dole out based on what we expect to get in return. That's a hired hand mentality. And it isn't helpful for our life with God. Because God cares for us in a fundamentally different way. One that's not based on merit, but on love. And what a relief that is. What a weight lifted that those thoughts of not having enough, not being enough. They don't matter to God. God lays down God's life for you just because God made you and God loves you. There is only one good shepherd. But the invitation, the call for us, is that in following that voice of Jesus, the shepherd, we would transform our lives. To realize that there's something bigger going on in the world than me and what I can get for myself. To break ourselves out of our transactional ways and step out with Jesus in love is our calling. Underpaid for the job or not, I cleaned up the bathroom that day. I stayed on staff for the rest of the summer, and I came back for another summer because, as unpleasant as that hour was, I could tell that there was something bigger going on at camp, something worthwhile. We were sharing God's love with kids, and that made it worth it in a way that money couldn't. Maybe you can come up with a number in your head for what it would take for you to clean up that kind of mess. Somebody else's excrement, even. But probably most of you in the room have done that already. And I bet most of you weren't paid for it. Because you weren't motivated by payment, you were motivated by something bigger, right? By love for this child that you were caring for. Something stronger than payment, your love. In Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, God's love for you has been poured out with tremendous consequences. Forgiveness of sins, eternal life. Your future is secure in God, and you haven't paid a dime for it because you don't have to. And that means you're now free to take risks for the sake of caring for others without worrying about what the return will be like in your life. Because when our cup overflows with gratitude for God's love, well, love spills out. We can't help but share it. Because we know that something bigger is going on, something bigger than us and our needs even, we know that Jesus is alive. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us confess our faith with the Nicene Creed found on the screen or page 104 in the front part of your book of worship. We believe in one God, the Father,
the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus.
Rejoicing in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we pray for the witness of the church, for the wholeness of creation, and for all who are in need. Gracious God, bless all who shepherd your sheep and guide them in serving. We pray for church custodians, office managers, Sunday school teachers, confirmation leaders, baptismal sponsors, deacons, pastors, youth workers, and bishops. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Restore, Lord, natural environments damaged by our hands. We pray for river valleys and grassy plains, for coral reefs and Arctic ice, mountains, deserts, and marshlands. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, protect and guide first responders. Bring mercy and justice with their presence. We pray for military personnel, firefighters, paramedics, and police officers. Particularly, Lord, we remember the family of the officers killed this week in Florida. We pray, God, for disaster relief and crisis intervention teams. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heal, God, and renew all who ache for a better tomorrow. We pray for the unemployed and the underemployed, the forgotten, the nameless and the outcasts. We pray for our enemies. We pray for our loved ones. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give, God, to all who are restless, reckless, or uncertain, the peace you promise that is deeper and richer than anything we can imagine. We pray for all those who live with chronic pain, for those who live with anxiety, for those who are ill or hospitalized. Especially we lift up Burnett, Jane, Marshall, Bobby, Jana, Harold, the family of Tootie, Philip, Billy, Gracie, David, Scott, Jeff, the family of Bob, Chuck, Brianna, Brad, David, Judy, Angel, Alexandria, Daryl, Wayne, Eddie, Kathy, and all those we name now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We entrust all our prayers to you, gracious God. Receive them by the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of Christ's peace.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who died to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. God of abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We'll say together our mission statement, which is found on page 5 of your bulletin. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.